那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做你买过的一件超预算的物品。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe item that you spend more than expected。 你买过的一件超预算的物品，开门见山三个思路。首先交代物品本身，我想说的是一双跑步鞋 Nike 的，花了2000块钱，超了1500的预算，我的预算就500块钱，把基本信息带入。第二交代细节，限量的鞋子我是托人找好朋友买的，然后呢还这个机会还挺难争取的，500个限量名额嘛，在整个中国。第三结尾做个引导，买了之后没怎么穿，自我反思，这么贵东西舍不得穿，那我觉得我配不上的，所以呢我又买了一双便宜的跑步鞋陪着我去跑步。这样来看呢，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑，首先交代物品本身，其次交代购买细节，第三结尾做个引导，以后呀不会买这么贵的了，我都会买一种我能买得起的。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, I used to buy a pair of shoes very expensive to me, but I still buy it. A pair of running shoes, I spent like 2,000 at a time on it. The Nike shoes looked very ordinary, but after wearing it, I mean really comfortable for me. And honestly, the color was in black and white, honestly a bit fashionable. Not a lot of people had such opportunities to buy it.I mean 500 people at the time in my entry. Because my best friend worked in the company, you know, certainly I could grab one that I liked, but, you know, I had to pay for it. In fact, I was a running lover at the time. A good pair of running shoes, I mean, should be very important to me, and it was required. This was why I was willing to spend more than expected. For me, the reasonable price was like 500 yuan at the most. Ironically, after buying it,I wore the pair of shoes twice only, maybe, because it was too pricey. I thought that it would be destroyed if I used it too often in my life. Till now, it was still in my home. Then I got a cheaper one when I was running or jogging. So I had to say that it was impossible to buy such kinds of very, very luxurious shoes. It wasn't right for me. We had to buy that we could afford. I mean...By doing so, I feel really happy, for real.
那在结尾的时候呢，这次做了一个引导，强调出来啊，自我的一个检讨。这么贵的鞋子是吧？其实买来之后就穿两次，我不忍心穿，怕它坏了。强调出来呢，其实我这样做是不对的。那我更愿意去在将来啊，买更多能够买得起的，性价比高的，我觉得穿着很舒服的，同样对我来说很重要。强调一个自我的反思和引导。考官接下来就问了，那将来你还会再买贵的吗？那你觉得什么样的价格对你来说是贵或便宜啊？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节啊。第一个强调昂贵的、奢侈的，你可以说 expensive， 你可以说 luxurious， 还可以说 pricey。第二个限量的，限量的怎么说呀？不是所有人都有这机会买它呗，对不对？你不见得就一定要说这个 limit 相关的词，你可以说 not a lot of people had such opportunities to buy it。第三个必须的 ，be required。最后对我来讲啊，合理价格其实最多是500块钱，我觉得最多了，是吧？最多可以说 at most。那合理价格呢 ？The reasonable price， 那放在一起去说 ，The reasonable price for me was 500 yuan at the most。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章看着就有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B17693907 B17693907。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。